get, we gonna try it one more pull. She don't care how tight you got it. But you'll have a slack fence if you put it up. Now that's the hardest work in the summertime, coldest work in the wintertime, putting up fence. Well, you have a lot better fence put up in the summertime than you do in the wintertime. You know, you was asking me about putting on them tires, shrinking them tires on a wagon wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the summertime, that wire gives more. See, you can stretch it better. Well, you can get it tight in the summertime. Well, whenever wintertime comes, that wire goes getting cold, it is sure enough tight. All right, when the summertime comes, it don't slacken. But if you put up in the wintertime, summertime, when that wire goes to getting hot, the weather's warm, that wire goes to getting hot, by golly, it goes to stretching and it slackens your fence. Your summertime fence is much better than you wonder. Mm-hmm. Putting up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've just got a one-season fence if you put it up in the wintertime, and you got a two-season fence if you put it up in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to give.
Oh, long time ago, what would your best dishes be made out of?
Well, China was the best. Oh, that's the best I ever knew. But I don't reckon you can find no China now, can you?
Well, yeah, a little bit, but not like...
Not like you used to.
They're making dishes out of plastic, everything else.
Well, they'll take plastic. Now, they got to call it crockerware. Got to build them out of that. That was a softer stuff than China.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't as good, and it wasn't as nice.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever see one of these eggs that people put in nests made out of China?
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
What would you call that?
Nest egg.
Uh-huh. Would you ever hear anybody, call nest egg? If it were made out of different things, would you ever see one made out of wood?
It might be a pretty tough job building one out of wood, because anything that would... Now, what that nest egg was for was to keep the varmints from taking over. Because he couldn't eat that. He couldn't even carry it on.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of small things would you have around the house made out of kind of nice things like china, things like that? In the kitchen and other places?
Well, the nicest thing that I've ever known of, now that wouldn't be no cookware, no dinnerware, or anything like that, but you could build your furniture, your tables and so on, that would be cedar. That was always the nicest wood that they...
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that was always a real high price.
Mm-hmm.
Material was cedar, mm-hmm. And that's that right there. That cedar right there. And now we've got, don't know if that man didn't, I don't know if my daughter, that man didn't build my daughter one. And they would cedar chest, you know. I know he built, but he's dead now, he was a preacher. And he had him a little fine saw. He would go and they got to using, cedar got to being pretty scarce, and they got to using cherry. They claimed that was a mighty pretty furniture wood.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did see much cherry that was big enough to make any out of, but you didn't have to have it too big.
Mm-hmm.
But now they would take this man would take this cedar,